Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Before I get into the primary results, I want to point out something. I don't believe Nikki Haley didn't get into a pageant because they didn't know where to place the little brown or the little black girl. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to folks, Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I don't know how much you guys actually go to the website or get in touch with me. I know some of you do, obviously, but I'm saying I don't know how big the audience is. I will tell you this. I know the audience is bigger than what the results show. And I'm not going to tell you it's disappointing because you do what you want to do with your time. But I do encourage you to actually jot down the phone number, 844-551-8255. Contact me. Those of you who have, you know, I either will call you back or I'll get in touch with you by email or whatever way you contact me. And then go visit the website, the Kevin Jackson Network, where everything we do is up there and available. I want to do another shout out to the folks at Spreely who've done a masterful job of getting the word out. We're seeing the numbers grow. It's kind of a captive network of 3.5 million people, but they are starting to respond. And I thank them for it. And I thank the loyal listeners. And I've called your names out many times because we couldn't have done it without you, and you are in my heart. Anyway, I want to get back to this story about Nikki Haley. I don't believe that. She was born in 1972. You would think it's the height of the civil rights movement, the way she explains it. And by the time she's able to get into pageants, I'm going to guess it's the 80s. I mean, I don't know if she was doing it at 4 or 5 years old, which would have been the late 70s. But by the 80s, America had changed dramatically. I talk about this in one of the speeches I give where I talk about the turbulent 60s and the civil rights movement going into the 70s that bleed over. But by the 80s, you had this thing that came up called conservatism, and mostly black conservatism. And you had this coolness that came about. I talk about the shows that I watched as a kid, Barefoot in the Park, Room 222, blacks were becoming mainstream, Julia, and even though they didn't always depict blacks the way you wanted, by the time of the 80s, we got the Cosbys, and suddenly we had a whole different look. Racism was not pervasive. The South had certainly changed dramatically by then, but Nikki Haley, won't you believe, they couldn't find a place for the little brown girl. Is she claiming that beauty pageants were segregated? That they need, blacks only over here and whites only. I mean, it's nonsense. See, it doesn't pass the smell test. Now, a lot of people just glossed over it because I couldn't get in a, they didn't know where to put me in a beauty pageant. Were there no Latinas in these beauty pageants? Where would they put them? So you got to stop for a second and do a quick check, because what we've learned about the nation, especially leftists like Nikki Haley, is they will lie on a drop of a dime. If it fits the narrative, they will lie. Babylon Bee mocked Haley with a meme that says Haley remembers her childhood escape from slavery via the Underground Railroad and almost lost it. Because it's so true. You would think this woman, what next? She can tell us like Joe Biden.
Well, when I was marching in the Civil Rights Act, the civil rights stuff in the 1960s.
Before she was even born. These people lie for sport. And they think it's going to gain them points. I'll talk more about pulling a race card. Call Me Dave posted a classroom picture of Nikki Haley, one of these little kiddie classroom pictures. I dare you to find a little brown girl, because the classroom was full of black and brown. You know what you could easily spot? The little white kids. And Nikki Haley was one of the lightest skin of all of them. For all intents and purposes, she was a white girl compared to these other kids. Unbelievable. That she wants to make you believe something that I'm going to call foul. I have no evidence. I'm going to tell you right now. So the fact checkers, I'm not telling you it's fact, but I'll tell you this. For me, I call BS. Again, folks, you're listening to Kevin Jackson, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Nikki Haley's lie, to me, is reminiscent of Brian Williams. When Brian Williams, he would just insert himself into a story.
So the troops were going along and riding along in the Humvees, and now, of course, our Humvee took a hit from an IUD or whatever, and an HPV,
and he just, and here, I want to play his mea culpa, because even when he did his correction about Iraq, and he says,
we were in a different plane that didn't get any, wasn't taking any shrapnel or whatever, wasn't being shot at, and we landed safely,
while the other plane apparently was. So he just inserted himself into the danger. And as you think about what we're talking about here, look at Joe Biden. Joe Biden can't tell a story without him becoming the protagonist. He becomes the story. It's not about what happened. He can't just give you an account of it where he just stories are meant. If you're in a harrowing situation, it's harrowing whether you're the person that did it or not. If you go, man, I saw the dude get shot. Have you seen these interviews? I watched him walk right up and shoot the guy. You don't have to go, I tell you what, man, I was talking to the dude, and then another dude walked up, and I was like, oh, he about to shoot him. Just tell the story. Isn't the story, that's it. If you can't insert it, two guys were fighting. Well, I jumped in the fight for just a minute because, the other guy was losing or whatever. No, you just watched it. And it's okay. You're called a witness. But these guys got to do something bigger because they don't know how to just be normal. Here's a Brian Williams doing his mea culpa.
I said things that weren't true. I am sorry for what happened here. I am different as a result. And I expect to be held to a different standard.
Before this, Williams had said that he misremembered or exaggerated what happened while he was reporting on the Iraq War.
I made a mistake in recalling the events of 12 years ago. I want to apologize.
Now Williams says those inaccuracies were driven by ego.
This was clearly ego-driven, the desire to better my role in a story I was already in.
That's what I want to pick up on. Ego-driven. I needed to be bigger because I wanted a fatter contract. I need to make the people listening to the news believe that I'm as big a factor as the people actually making the news. It isn't good enough that you're sitting in front of millions of people reading what's supposed to be the truth. You got to insert yourself. And we wonder how journalism has failed us. We wonder how politicians have failed us. Nikki Haley had to make herself bigger by lying.
Radio show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past. But God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events, Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at the Kevin Jackson Network.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The vote is in, and we will discuss it. But prior to that, so here's what happened leading up to the New Hampshire primary. Macy Mace from Nikki Haley's home state, and this is my friend Laura Loomer X-ing this, whatever you call it, just officially endorsed Donald Trump for president. Her endorsement comes after the Republican delegation of elected officials from South Carolina flew to New Hampshire to tell New Hampshire voters to vote for Trump instead of Nikki Haley. It also comes days after South Carolina Senator Tim Scott flew to New Hampshire with President Trump on President Trump's plane and endorsed Trump on stage during a rally. She goes on to say, Nikki Haley's own state rejects her, so should you. And I agree with Laura Loomer. I agree with these are the top political officials from South Carolina rejecting Nikki Haley. Now, somebody, I think it was Sununu, who said, well, who's Tim Scott? What's the big deal about Tim Scott? Well, see, that this is the New Hampshire governor saying the senator of South Carolina is a nobody. He's not a nobody to the people who elected him. Look, I don't rate any man above anybody else. And I've already told you, I'm not that big on endorsements, but I am big on symbolism. And when the people from your own state reject you, that's a big deal. You want to know why Nikki Haley has to put everything into New Hampshire? Is because in South Carolina, she's going to get her butt kicked. She can't do enough to win South Carolina. Donald Trump will destroy her there. This is it. This is her, the biggest battleground for her ever. And, well, we'll get the results. The narrative by the left coming into New Hampshire and actually even in Iowa was that Donald Trump is in trouble. I can't tell you the number of lefties who came out and after Donald Trump trounced Nikki Haley and DeSantis in Iowa, setting a record. I'm talking about blowing the record out that was set by Bob Dole in terms of who won in Iowa. And they were, Donald Trump's in trouble. Trump is in big trouble. Haley's surging. And it was just insane. Now, Haley was supposed to deliver the knockout blow. But I'm going to tell you, you look at anything in outside of the what do I want to say here? The eco, no, that's not the right word, because it's not an echo chamber. Anyway, outside the norm, the narrative was being set. Trump is crushing it. There's no other way to look at it. Haley was gaining, though, right? That's these drug pushers, they pump this into the veins of the unsuspecting public. And I use my finger quotes for unsuspecting because you saw it coming a mile away. The people who will soak up anything the media says is what they were playing to. Donald Trump, he can be caught. Look at Nikki Haley. Because you know why? Throngs of people all over the nation waited in the cold and the rain to attend the Nikki Haley event. They couldn't wait to get a glimpse of her, just to touch her cloth. Oh my God, Nikki. So she would knock Trump off, metaphorically, of course. Yeah, let's not go there. She was meant to dethrone the tyrant, the man who grabbed women by the hoo-hoo and colluded with the Russians and whose university was, well, little more than a sham. Trump University. And we all know that Trump has been compromised by the Chinese, right? How? Well, they stay at his hotels. I mean, come on, people. Who knows? They may even golf at his resorts. I know. And rumor is, don't tell anybody, I heard that Trump actually eats Chinese food. I know. And there's a rumor that Adam Schiff and his team are digging more into these heinous allegations that Donald Trump has been seen publicly eating Chinese food. And he does it privately. Well, a lot more than you would imagine. We're waiting on that evidence.
Earlier, before we recessed, we were discussing the ranking member's 7.8 million in foreign payments from at least 20 countries during his presidency. And I knew the answer. I knew that that was revenue. And it wasn't actually profits. Hold on. I will let you ask questions at the end of this. And you said, did I read the report? And so I did. And in the report, it actually specifically says, these include payments from foreign governments and foreign government-owned or controlled entities to properties owned by Donald Trump, including Trump International Hotel in D.C., Vegas, Fifth Avenue. And this is my favorite. Trump World Tower at 845 United Nations Plaza in New York. So let's just use that one alone. Because if you go down to page 20, footnote 23, it actually clarifies where this money came from to include the amount of money. And so what y'all did is you took a building that was built in 1999 and completed in 2001. And you have, it's 100 yards from the United Nations. So these foreign countries owned multi-million, $10 million, $20 million condos in one of the nicer buildings in New York. And I was just kind of shocked because I knew that you were using revenue and you weren't using actual profit that the president or the Trump organization made. You actually used HOA payments. Do you know how duplicitous it is for you to use HOA payments on a $20 million condo in New York? Like, it is outrageous. No. You can. I'm going to go through. We're going to go through all of them because you list them. You list them. And I see Saudi Arabia, $615,000, $422,000, Trump World Tower. And you go and you look, there's nothing there that is under $10, $12 million. So you're taking a $12 million property that was owned since 2001. And you're saying that this is somehow similar to Hunter Biden running all over the world and selling the big guy's influence? These are completely different things. And the fact that you even created this report and you're using it to shield us pursuing justice to make sure that this president is not compromised because his son has sold secrets to China, to Ukraine, is so disingenuous, it's so duplicitous. It's not even misrepresentation. It's a lie. I'm happy to hear this from you because, again, you told me to go read it. I read it. That's what it says. I can read you in footnote 23 where it says, this report uses common charges or rent payments. All of these properties were owned prior to 2018. They didn't go out and purchase them because of the president. They were there for decades before this happened. That's the point. That's the difference.
Okay.
Documents that say that nearly $8 million in payments to your businesses from foreign governments, China included, Saudi Arabia, while you were in office. They say Article 1 of the Constitution says you can't accept money from foreign governments while president. Would you pledge to divest from your business in a second term as other presidents have done?
So
they're reporting.
I own hotels all over the place. I don't get free money. I put everything in trust. But I was doing services for that. People were staying in these massive hotels, these beautiful hotels. I don't get $8 million for doing nothing, like Hunter. I don't get $500,000. I don't get $500,000 for doing a painting. It's not a bad idea, I guess, if you can get away with it. When I heard that one, I said, there's no way they get away with that. But they got away with that, I guess. They got away with it. Now, we have, you know, there was an emoluments lawsuit against me where the radical left sued me for that. And I won the suit. And the judge said, they go to his hotels. What's he going to do?
How much more do you need to see? How much many more attacks against Trump before you finally realize there's a reason why they're attacking him this way? What bothers me most about Haley is she doesn't recognize the game or she's part of it.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. A Russian military transport plane that was carrying 74 people, including 65 Ukrainian prisoners of war, crashed today in a border region near Ukraine. There were no survivors. Marijuana sales in Michigan were high last year, over $3 billion, which is higher than the alcohol sales in the state. Western China reeling from aftershocks after a 7.1 magnitude earthquake yesterday in a remote part of the country. 3 people were killed, 5 injured, hundreds of buildings damaged. Former President Donald Trump won New Hampshire's Republican presidential primary yesterday, defeating former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley and moving him closer to a rematch with President Biden this fall. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Other people spoke out about Nikki Haley and this so-called ban from the beauty pageants. And Kash Patel, who worked in the Trump administration, great guy, met him a few times. He spoke out about it on a radio show. I forget this guy's name. His show is more popular than mine. It wasn't radio, but a podcast. And he essentially highlighted some of the other things that I talked about earlier, but it's deeper than just Nikki Haley lying and pulling a Brian Williams. It really is. It's what it amounts to is, and Kash Patel talks about this, it amounts to Nikki Haley setting the leftist narrative that America's a racist country and she overcame racism and it's all around you. But you know, and she wants to do it as this overcoming story, but what she sounds like is a Democrat. Here's Kash Patel. Before we do that, let me just say this. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. And please contact us. We contact you back. And if you go to the website, you're going to find out all the things that we're doing. And I hope you will. And I hope you get some of our merch and because our merch is our message. And I hope you also share the show. Here's Kash Patel expounding on Nikki Haley. We are going to get into the New Hampshire numbers. I want to talk a little bit more about what's surrounding all of this, because I think the bigger picture is it's time now for us to rally around one guy. And that's Donald Trump. Now, it's way past time. To be honest with you, we shouldn't be having this discussion. You know what we should be talking about? We should be talking about the criminal activities of Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. And remember, Hunter essentially didn't honor his subpoena, so he's in big trouble. But what's going to happen when we get into that? We are almost through January. And we still don't have justice for a corrupt president that's sitting in office and his son that sold us out. I mean, they're talking about Donald Trump and China. His connection to China now is they slept at his hotels. That's what I talked about in the previous segment. How stupid is that?
Donald Trump had Chinese people.
You know what? I hate to break the news to you guys. Russians have slept at Donald Trump's hotel. Let's impeach him. Oh, that's right. He got cheated out of the presidency, so we can't impeach him for that. But can you imagine if Donald Trump were in office right now, we might even be having discussions about the Chinese sleeping at his hotels because he sold the country out. Hotels that he bought in 2001 before he ever became president. Then he divested himself of all the profits. They bragged that he lost $1 billion in his first year as president. But hey, Chinese slept at his hotel. Meanwhile, the Bidens right in front of your face are colluding with China. They're cavorting with Ukraine. They're sending, I mean, everything you can imagine, it's not being hidden.
The corruption's in your face. The theft of the election from Donald Trump right in your face. J6 cover-up right in front of your face. All these things are, you don't have to search. You don't need to be some Columbo to go, well, that's a different thing. Because, yeah, it is Columbo. It's Columbo because you know the crime's been committed. Now they say prove it. Prove it, Columbo. And you know what our Republicans do? Are they proving it? Are these guys going out saying, look, here's definitively what we've got. No, we got to play the waiting game and they tease us with this or that. Get Hunter Biden and his family in front of Congress and let's dissect the lies and do it publicly. And, while we're at it, how about we condemn the media for what they're complicit with? Yeah, one of my friends sent me a text saying, can Trump sue these people? He has sued them. Donald Trump has sued members of the FBI. I mean, and I know there are lawsuits flying all over the place for these crooked people. But the problem is, we've got an institutional cabal all over the place. Look at what we're learning about Georgia and Kemp. I don't know if you know this. Kemp's chief of staff is an investor, a big wig with Dominion. This is the governor of Georgia where a big cheat occurred. And what are we learning about that? We're learning that not only there, but all across the country, 100-something% voter rolls, machines manipulated, all kinds of things. But no, there is no election, cheating. You're an election denier. Here's Cash Patel elucidating more on Nikki Haley in the race card.
Banned from beauty pageants because of her skin color. And that she was attacked ruthlessly because of her skin color in school. And she's saying that as one, obviously as an attack against perhaps the Republican electorate in the South, but also in order to play the victim card. I would like to get your take on these comments that have gained wide circulation this weekend.
Well, listen, as a brown man in America, I don't ever lead with that, and neither did Donald Trump when he put me in a senior post. He led with the best man or woman for the job. So if Nikki Haley's playing a race card and saying she didn't get to go to beauty pageant because she was brown, that tells you how far behind she is and how desperate she is. Anyone that plays the race card, Al Sharpton, Joy Reid, Joy Behar, the entire cast of You, those are the people you're affiliating with when you play the race card. You know who never played the race card but was accused of it 24/7? Donald Trump. That's the kind of leadership we need. A man who doesn't care whether you're brown, blue, black, orange, male, female, whatever, who you go home with at night. He cares about the best guy or woman for the job. And if Nikki Haley's advertising her color already, maybe she's going to continue the white rage, DEI, transgender ideology of the Department of Defense, Mark Milley, Joe Biden, and Secretary Austin.
The media, the left, they all know Donald Trump's not a racist. He's not a sexist. He's not any of those things. He's a flawed human being who happens to be a man. But that's it. And everybody accusing him, go look into any of their past. Go look at any of these people and you will find the most, you'll find some very, very flawed people. But they don't care. Two polls that came out prior to the vote yesterday. And they had Donald Trump leading Nikki Haley 57-38, leading her by 19 points. And again, you got to remember, this is not your typical primary because the non-committed can vote and the non-committeds make up roughly 40% of the electorate in New Hampshire. So and that's where Nikki Haley and a bunch of that Democratic money and that rhino dark money went, the millions of dollars to fund Nikki Haley. That's where it went. And by the way, she got called out about it and didn't like it. Here's a guy calling her out.
Can I ask you just like a tiny question?
Yeah.
Do you think it's responsible for politicians to spend like $100 million in Iowa on TV ads, which go to mainly news stations that have lied to us for years, when there's homeless veterans out there that could use that money, when you didn't even come close to beating Trump, and you spent like
like $100 million in TV ad money?
Do you know my husband's daughter?
That's fine, but I'm just saying.
Do you know that when the media doesn't tell the truth, the whole reason you put commercials on is to tell the truth because the media doesn't?
My point is you're not going to be Trump. And all the money you're wasting could go to better causes.
I appreciate that.
That would make the Republican Party actually
look better. You know what? Last I saw was a democracy. So we're going to keep working for a good democracy. We're going to work for freedom. But thank you for your service.
Okay.
And rumors are surfacing. Welcome back, everybody. A little short clip there. Nikki didn't like that. She didn't like being called out like that because she can't win, and she knows it. But that's not the point of this. Is not for Nikki Haley to win. The point of it is for somebody to drag Donald Trump out, drag it into deep water, get the Republicans spending millions and millions of dollars over nothing. No, there's none of the look. What did DeSantis spend? $150 million is what Nikki Haley says. You spend $150 million if you can't run your campaign, blah, blah, blah. Well, what has she spent? The guy, I don't know what she spent, but this guy alludes that you spent $100 million running ads all over the place. I know the numbers I got for New Hampshire is she was spending $3 million a week in New Hampshire. So if you're spending that kind of money, and, I mean, you really don't have a shot. What are you trying to do? The guy was right. The biggest complaints I have, and I had in Arizona, was when we did the last election in the midterms, we spent, in the primary, roughly $100 million fighting each other in the primaries for the governor's seat, the AG seat, Secretary of State, and Senate. And there were some congressional seats, but they weren't really, that wasn't a big deal. But it was $100 million beating each other up right in front of the Democrats. And you know what Katie Hobbs spent? Nothing. They handpicked that lunatic to be the governor of Arizona. And she gets in, and I mean, Carrie Lake and Karen Taylor Robeson bludgeoned each other. Blake Masters and Jim Layman bludgeoned each other, and all the AG guys, everything else. At the end of the day, we didn't win a single one of those seats in the general. And we wonder how the Democrats defeat us. Stupidity. Trump applies business principles to politics, and that's why he runs the leanest campaigns, some of the smartest ways that he does it. And that, what do you want? Don't you want the best? Apparently the rhinos don't.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card, and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or...
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I'm using the first hour to talk more about some of the things circling the New Hampshire primary and some of the rumors and innuendo and all the other expectations and things like that. And we're going to use the second hour to dig into the results. And I'll be honest with you, I typically don't like shows like this because I like jumping around from topic to topic. And we are covering some of the other things here a little bit. Because, let's face it, Nikki Haley, she's been wishy-washy on a lot of stuff. By the way, somebody made a, And AI, let's go ahead and play the AI. Once, let me get the little housekeeping done. Then we're going to play AI Nikki Haley, which I thought was hysterical. I don't know who created this, but I want to be very clear. This is AI generated, and these are not Nikki Haley in her own words. Kevin Jackson, folks, that's who you're listening to. I think we got one of the best radio shows on the planet. Different, because it's like us just hanging out. It's you getting a little time with me. And to be honest with you, I don't want to tell you I'm more different, but radio, you got to be careful with a little more things that you say. But it's pretty much just hanging out with me and getting a glimpse of inside of my brain. But I'll be honest, I'm better when you're kicking in some inputs. So if we ever get together, you'll see what I'm talking about. Because my brain is fast. God gave me a very, very, what do they call it, lucidity? I think that's what they call it. But I have a very lucid brain. It reacts quickly. And that's what makes it fun. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are with me. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. People keep asking me, Kevin, some people don't use credit cards or whatever. If you want to donate to what we do, and, you know, to help keep the show going, you can do it at P.O. Box 542, Higley, and that's H-I-G-L-E-Y, Arizona, 85236. And I'm going to put this on the website so you know where to go. Because apparently a lot of people are, Kevin, I don't use credit cards. Okay, fine. I get it. But those of you who do use credit cards, that we run an ad for a thing called a Transact card. And it's like having a built-in coupon into, you know, dozens, if not hundreds of dollars a month, depending upon how much you shop. But let me tell you the big bennies. The big bennies come from the travel stuff. I mean, you can get trips for a third, a half off. It's better than any travel club I've ever seen. I'm going to try to arrange a trip to Costa Rica if I can ever get a little headroom. But my wife and I honeymooned there. And I told her I'm going to take her back because for our fifth year. So I'm going to try to get that done this year. But the point is, the travel is a lot cheaper if you use the Transact card. And that's available on our website as well. Let's go ahead and get this AI. There was an AI clip of Nikki Haley that is absolutely hysterical.
You know, you people can complain all you want. You can call me bird brain, nasty Nikki, neocon Nikki, Nimrod, Nimrata. You don't like that I'm for open borders and illegal immigration? That's fine. You don't like that I got filthy rich by selling my influence to the military-industrial complex? That's fine. You don't like that I want to start World War III anywhere, anytime, any way that I can? That's fine. You don't like that I want to raise the age for Social Security? That's fine. You don't like that I want to make people dox themselves to use the internet? That's fine. You don't like that I'm paid for by a Democrat who's been to Epstein's Island? That's fine. But let me remind you, this is America. Those globalist oligarchs you hate so much have a right to have their voices heard. If they want to pay someone to represent their interests, well, that's fine too. Sometimes the world needs a and if you're asking me, that time is now. Hail Hydra.
Was so clever. I love when people do clever stuff. I mean, I want to repeat, that was an AI-generated Nikki Haley, but it was based on things that Nikki Haley has said where she's flip-flopped on different things, and of course, now people believe she's a tool of the special interests and the big money elitists and the rhinos and that whole establishment of people that want Trump out. No, they're willing to do anything they can to make that happen. And we got a couple of other clips. Because in the second hour, we're going to get into the actual meat of the New Hampshire primary. But we got a couple of clips that I think do really shed a lot of light on where this thing is going. And let's begin with Nikki Haley pretending to be... Well, you know what? Let's do this. Let's play the clips of Nikki Haley, the mashups of her and why people don't trust her.
Run if President Trump ran. I'm Nikki Haley, and I'm running for president. I will not now,
not ever, support raising the gas tax. Let's increase the gas tax by 10 cents over the next 3 years.
Every person on social media should be verified by their name. That's, first of all, it's a national security threat.
I never said government should go and require anyone's name.
So I think China's been a really great friend of ours. Yes, I view China as an enemy. That was not what I intended to say. I do not think we need to pull money from the U.N.
The U.N., the only thing is we would defund the U.N. as much as possible.
Governor DeSantis is hitting you for claiming the retirement age is, quote, way, way too low.
I have never once said that.
But what we do know is 65 is way too low, and we need to increase that. We need to do it according to life expectancy.
I never once said Hillary Clinton was an inspiration.
I often say that the reason I got into politics was because of Hillary Clinton.
I never said government should go and require anyone's name.
A huge issue that I'll deal with as soon as I get there is social media. They need to verify every single person on their outlet, and I want it by name.
What I have always said is boys go into a boys' bathroom, girls go into a girls' bathroom, but hold on 1 second.
When I was governor, they wanted to bring in a bathroom bill, a transgender bathroom bill, and I strong-armed and said, we are not going to have that in South Carolina.
She said the law shouldn't get involved in that, and I just ask you, if you're somebody that's going to be the president of the United States and you can't stand up against child abuse, how are you going to be able to stand up for anything? That is the truth.
I never said
that. We have it on video.
Welcome back, everybody. It just dawned on me. So Nikki Haley made the comment recently that there is no racism. There's never been racism in America. And I want to remind you, she just pulled the race card. I was a little brown girl and they didn't know where to put me in a pageant. And every single day in South Carolina, I face racism. She's become the Hillary Clinton. You remember when Hillary Clinton ran in 2016 and you just got to the point where you're like, shut up. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Two new polls were out. I've mentioned this before. This was prior to the actual results from yesterday. Showed Trump beating Nikki Haley in one poll. I believe it was 19 points and the other was 18 points. Yeah, 57% to 38%. The other one was 52% to 34%. And that was with Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis, who obviously dropped out of the race, and he had 8%. So I don't know where that's going to go. In theory, if all that vote went to Trump, it would be 60 to 34 and certainly would increase his lead to 26% versus 18%. Well, we'll get to the numbers here in a bit. I want to talk about the concept of this. I want to talk about the things that are surrounding this and why it's important that you understand what the media's influences are, who Nikki Haley really is. And I'll tell you, it came clear to me on this one. She got trolled by a Trump supporter, and he asked her to marry him. Here's the clip.
But you know what? We've got a lot on the line here. We really do. And you look at what's happening in this election. Yes. Are you going to vote for me? Get out of here.
Seems like a very cute moment, right? Guy says, Nikki, will you marry me? And then she says, you're going to vote for me? And then he goes, no, I'm going to vote for Trump. But the part where she's like, asked, are you going to vote for me? It brought something up to me. Just how my mind works. Nikki Haley, who always touts her military husband, and we'll get more into her relationship with him. Not that it matters, but because people screw up in their lives. But this struck me as, will you marry me? Are you going to vote for me? I'll marry you. And if you remember AI Nikki, we bleeped out a word. Well, let's just say I'm going to give you the clean version, prostitute. This is a woman, if a guy says, will you marry me? And what she should have said is, if I didn't have a patriotic, God-loving, you know, fight for America husband, maybe you'd have a chance, but I would like to get your vote anyway, or something like that. She's not even quick enough. She immediately runs to the woman thing of, what? If I do what you need me to do, will you marry? Well, you know, if I get your vote? You know, in other words, she's for sale. and Oliver is for sale. Those are the type of political blunders that I cannot stand Nikki Haley makes.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.